This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's 7 after the hour. Hi. Click here to share. Yeah. Click on that. How many times do you hear that a day? Just click over there. We're just talking about 3G. When was there? I was trying to remember when it was 1G or 2Gs, Victoria. Victoria Keelan is here. Jake Kirshner is here. Doug Steffen is here. Jennifer's off. So when was it? Was the original iPhone or cell phone, was that a 1G? And what's, I mean, do people really,
other than speed? I thought 3G was the first.
I think 3G was it. Yeah, that was the first
iPhone. What happened to 1G and 2G? What happened to 1G and 2G?
I think that
they never made it past beta testing.
Yeah. Well, or they just, it was 1G is what we had, like, when I got my first cell phone in, like, the, I don't know, mid-90s? Early to mid-90s.
Way like back in the mid-90s. Yeah. Ooh-wee.
Way back.
Way back then.
Yeah, so that was 1G, but we just didn't call it that. It was just, cell service.
Did you need 1G to run a Commodore 64?
No, there were no Gs in the 64. Zero Gs.
G, no Gs. G! What about that? So in Utah, our friends in Salt Lake City listening, we have three or four stations in Utah. A big one in Salt Lake City where Dr. Jack Stockwell is. The governor there has signed a $193 million state income tax cut. Can you imagine him on the campaign trail? I gave you a $193 million income tax cut. That's probably good for a few votes, right? And they always, politicians always take credit. I gave you this.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, it's your money. But I'm not taking away from the fact that taxes have been cut there. That's a good thing. Cut them taxes. All right, so the settlement with the U.S. Women's National Team, the soccer team, the equal pay lawsuit. Let's get an update on the Soccer Federation's decision to guarantee equal pay with the men's team. So what's this going to cost? And it's about, it's kind of about time. Should be equal pay for everybody everywhere.
Oh, of course.
But where's the money come from to pay? The owners say, well, we don't have that much money because nobody comes to the game. So then why do you have the teams? Why are you doing it? I guess it would be money.
I mean, the U.S. Soccer Federation, they're the ones who have to pony up $24 million. $22 million of that will go directly to the players who are in the lawsuit, which they're actually not taking home the money. They're starting a trust fund for future female players, which I think is great. So this is Megan Rapinoe, Alex Morgan, Kristen Press, 25 other American players. Now, these are the big names that we see in the World Cup.
Everywhere.
How
much money do these people make? What does the average male soccer player make a year, and what is the average female soccer player who is his equal?
Well, it depends on how good you are, right? And that's so it depends on how good you are. It depends on what your contract looks like. It also depends on endorsement deals. That's where the bulk of a lot of athletes, income comes from.
But what's
really at stake here is that the disparity between the national men's team and what they were paid and the bonus structure they have, and they're terrible. Like, I'm a soccer fan, Jay's a soccer fan. The men's team, they're awful. If they even make it to the World Cup, they crap out immediately. And then our women come along, and they have the highest ratings on TV. Everybody loves watching them in the World Cup. They win the World Cup multiple times. They're incredible. And to have it, and to go home knowing that you're not even making the same as the loser male counterparts who can't even get into the World Cup, I mean, that's insulting. So, and they've had a lot of support from around the world. President Biden has been very vocal about this. I mean, they've had a lot of allies, and so I'm happy that this is finally over, and this is the next step is pushing FIFA, which is the international governing body. They want to shore up the gaps that they have between men's and women's games as well. So I think it's awesome. Go ladies. They fought for this hard.
Yeah. Well, and Doug, to answer your question about the actual pay gap, women make about $25,000 to $85,000 per season, the average being around $40,000, while men make around $25,000 to $300,000 per player, with the average being about $80,000 to $100,000.
Jennifer, I mean, Victoria, you said, I think I heard you say that more people go to the women's soccer games than go to the men's soccer games.
Well, no, not the individual. Not the individual. Well, the World Cup is separate. Yeah. So
yeah,
the World Cup, the ratings on TV, because everything talk, you know, everyone goes by ratings. So the ratings on TV for the women's team is much higher. And so that's one thing. Now, these ladies, that's when they're on the national team. In their professional lives, you know, they are all playing for different leagues. And so the argument that the U.S. Soccer Federation has tried to make, which they made it clumsily and badly, they say, oh, well, you know, the individual games, you know, they don't draw as much of a crowd for women as they do for men. Well, it's also marketed differently. They just don't put an investment into it. It's I think that there's a lot that's going to change after this. And it's, like we said, it's long overdue.
Yeah. Well, good luck. It's good. That's kind of cool. I like that. I like to have people win when it comes to something like this that seems to be so obvious. Okay, the two Virginias are in our focus for a moment or two. First, we'll start with Virginia itself, where the City of Falls Church has banned school mask mandates. As a matter of fact, the entire state of Virginia now has banned them. I wonder how that shakes out with the rest of the country. I think pretty much the school mandates. I know they were stopped here this week in Framingham. The mask mandates went away in school. Just mask mandates gone away from inside. They're gone. Pretty much. And that, I think, is the case. Is it New Jersey? Did it?
The kids in school, yeah, we don't have any mask mandates. We haven't had any for a while, except for kids in school. And that's ending early March, like within a week, maybe even sooner because the cases are dropping.
All right. And in where you are in Nashville, Tennessee, Jay, same sort of thing, right? There were never big mask mandates anyway there, were there?
In Davidson County, where Nashville is, yes, but all the surrounding counties, no. A lot of people, it was business as usual. You would have never known that anything was going on. But Nashville had strict mandates.
They did. Okay. Now, to move to West Virginia, there is a controversy in the Huntington school system because youngsters have wanted to have, quote-unquote, religious revival events that are in the high school. Students say they want to have some sort of religious, they want to have religious activity in school. And there are those who say that the rights of others who don't want to participate, their rights have been violated. I never quite understood this. If you don't want to participate, it's like listening to a radio program or watching a TV show. You don't want to watch it, don't watch it. I mean, I don't see that religion has a place in the public anyway in general, but, you know, okay, so you organize a club or a group that's attached to a church, so maybe you go to the church, but you organize it at the high school. There's too much attention in my mind, the way I think, to the nuance of things like this. The least little blip causes some people, or maybe news media folks or politically oriented folks, to get all worked up about it. And so instead of making a big deal, the superintendent tells the principal, tell the kids they can organize if they want on the at school, but then they have to have the event someplace else. End of story. Why make a big deal out of it?
What happened to the concept of live and let live? There's such a mentality anymore of I don't want to do this and I don't want you to do it either.
Well,
stop telling other people how to live their lives.
Thank you. There's Jay with a practical point of view. We were talking about Amazon and Ms. Scott, who is married to Jeff Bezos, giving away hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars of her resources. So I just looked. I'm confronting my negative Amazon ideas. And so guess how much the value, since Amazon first went public, how much do you suppose the value of the stock has gone up? You want to take a guess, ladies? Jay?
Victoria?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about percentage-wise, which is, you know, on top of another.
I don't know, in the thousands.
$650,000
Almost 20,000%. Can you even imagine those numbers? So let's say you put a dollar into Amazon in the 1990s. Yep, put a buck into it. That dollar is now worth $20,000. $1 is now worth $20,000. So multiply that. Let's say somebody put $100 in. Or somebody put $1,000 in. At the massive amount of wealth that's been created. And I don't even really understand. I mean, it's a retail, I get it. And, but they don't make, they sell everything cheaper. Let's say, like, Jack Stockwell has his, he's got his, the life, and the enzymes, right? They're really good enzymes. I take them every day. But they were on Amazon, and Amazon was selling them cheaper than what he was selling them for in his own clinic. And apparently that's true of most everything else. You can buy it cheaper at Amazon. So do they take, I think, what, as I understand how the thing works, they extract from the manufacturer or the seller, they make you sell it to Amazon cheaper because they'll tell you you get more volume here. And that's apparently how it works. But they're generating massive, massive returns for people who are, and it's the American way, it's okay. But I just think that they've gotten too pushy, and I don't like it. As a matter of fact, one of the things that's in the examination of members of Congress and the Senate making all that money with stock investments, the chief increase in the value of members there has been Amazon stock. So how many people do you suppose went into Congress or early on who were in Congress in the 90s when Amazon got started, threw a couple of bucks at it. And now, look at what it's worth. Yep. Same thing. I wonder who the original, other than Bezos, I know, you know, one of the person who had the largest individual, that is, as a person, individual holdings in Apple was Rush Limbaugh. When they started, he threw a lot of money at it, and he made a lot of money anyway, but it just went through the roof because of the value of Apple. You know, you look at some of this, it's really interesting to see how the stock market, I think, Victoria, you've become pretty good at this, right? Aren't you watching? You're pretty good at investing.
Yeah, I mean, I try. I mean, I definitely do my research before I make any moves. But, I cashed out a bunch of stock last year to pay for my dog's vet bill. And all the stocks that I have picked have gone through the roof since I sold them. And it's such a bummer. Yeah.
Well, listen, but the dog... You know, I guess under the circumstances, the dog, you know, didn't make it, but you love the dog. So what's more important, your love for the dog or a couple of bucks?
Right?
Yeah, exactly. So wouldn't we all if we were in that position? 18 after the hour, this is the DJV show.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's... my son's RV.
Oh, doctor, isn't there anything you can...
I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
you're like most Americans. You're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Matt Caresco from the Farmer's Footprint.
Everyone's starting to talk about regenerative ag. They're starting to talk about nutrient density. They're starting to talk about restoring the carbon cycle. I think this is something that consumers are ultimately going to expect and require. And I think that's going to be advantageous for the farmer who's going to ultimately shift their practices and methods to meet what the consumer demands.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's now 23 after the hour. What is going on? We'll find out here some of the social media gossip from Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and Victoria. So the fact that Dave Grohl can't hear anymore, what in the world? Apparently he's had this problem for a while. Why, first of all, for those who don't know who Dave Grohl is, let's get a quick recount of his career, Jay.
The frontman for Foo Fighters, former drummer for Nirvana. He's Dave Grohl. What else can you say about it? He's Dave Grohl.
He's become my favorite TV series producer because he has produced so many incredible music documentary series and interviews. And he and his mom have this amazing book called From Cradle to Stage. And it's a whole mini series where they interview moms of famous rock stars. It's fabulous. I got my mom that book that Dave Grohl's mom wrote for Mother's Day, and she's just like, she teared up. She loved reading it. So good. He's amazing. I think he's a true Renaissance man, but I'm sorry to hear that he has no hearing anymore. That's bad.
How do you do music if you can't hear?
Well, he can still hear. He's just a little hard of hearing. He said that he hadn't really had his ears tested in a long time because he already knew what they would say. You have hearing damage tinnitus in your left ear, more so than your right ear. You've been around really loud music. That's, you know, the life of a rock star. And he said he's been reading people's lips for about 20 years, and it's he's gotten by. Whenever somebody's right next to him and they start talking to him, he's like, dude, I can't hear you. You have to stand in front of me. Well, then with COVID and everything, he realized that everyone's wearing masks. He can no longer read people's lips, and it got a little bit harder, got a little bit more difficult. Yeah. And I think a lot of us, because I am not hard of hearing. I have really good ears, but I did notice with everybody wearing masks, how much I did rely on reading people's lips to, not to hear them, but to almost more so understand what they were saying or absorb it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I think you got to, I have tinnitus, what do they call it?
Tinnitus?
Tinnitus. I've had it for quite a long time. You know, I've been listening. I've had headsets on my head for 4 to 5 hours a day for 55 years. So something's going to come of that. Except
right.
when I get my hearing test, it was about a month ago. I was talking to you about that. My hearing has been the same for 10, 12 years, and it isn't any less than it was. Plus the fact that when I'm on a tractor, that's noisy. A lot of people, that when they get on the tractor on the farm, they put
those roar kind of noises. Yeah, those will get you.
Right. Well, it hasn't affected my ability to hear, but I still hear a ringing. It's the whatever that. If I think about it, I can hear it. Like right now, I'm thinking about it, and I can hear it in my ear. I don't. It's just a constant.
Oh, you know, God. That's like
that high pitch one after going to a concert.
No, it's not high pitch. It's just there. But if you don't pay attention to it, you don't hear it. I don't. It doesn't affect me one way or another unless I'm thinking about it. And if I think about it, I think, why am I thinking about it? You know, what are you going to do about it? There's no operation. There's a supplement that I take that's supposed to be good to mitigate it to a certain extent, you know, feeding whatever the health is. But it's your inner ear. You know, the worst thing you can do for that sort of thing, coupling with all of the noise that you have with having headsets on, is to stick a Q-tip in your ear and push the wax further in instead of getting it out.
That sounds awful.
What, sticking a Q-tip in your ear?
No, pushing the wax further in.
Well, that's why you go see, I go see the hearing guy every year, and he sticks a gun in there and sucks it out, whatever there is that's in there. So, oh, there's a story that goes on top of Dave Grohl. Dave, go get the wax sucked out of your ears. 28 past the...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian lawmakers greenlight Russia troops to be used outside of the country. The Ukrainian foreign minister on Fox News after the invasion of eastern Ukraine says a successful democracy in the region terrifies Vladimir Putin.
The main narrative of Vladimir Putin is simple and horrifying. Ukraine doesn't have a right to exist. It's dangerous for President Putin, who runs an authoritarian regime, to have a successful democratic country next to him.
Investors are unloading stocks as Russian troops began entering Ukraine. This will continue to hurt the American people. Wall Street generally hates uncertainty and has already been struggling this year with tightening monetary policies by the Federal Reserve announced for later this year. Crude oil earlier in the day touched at $99.50 a barrel, its highest in 8 years, and will worsen the weakened American economy. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
The world watches as Russia prepares to steamroll Ukraine into non-existence. Former Senator Joe Lieberman, the Democrat on Newsmax Tuesday, said that he's grateful for the actions taken by the Biden administration so far, but he's not sure if economic sanctions against Russia will be strong enough. Mr. Lieberman responds to Ukraine President Zelensky, asking President Biden why wait to impose the harsh sanctions.
He gave the most defiant and disruptive speech, but he had every right to do so. I mean, he essentially accused the West of appeasing Putin, who's been saying for years and years that he considers Ukraine to be part of Russia. And, of course, he acted on that in 2014, 18 years ago, by simply seizing the Crimea, which was Ukrainian territory. So I think we have to hear President Zelensky's shouting, really, which he did at Munich. What are you waiting for with the sanctions? Mm-hmm. And obviously, Putin has shown just by invading, which he has, Eastern Europe, Ukraine, that the threat of sanctions is not enough. So I hope this afternoon when President Biden speaks, he really imposes the toughest possible economic sanctions on Russia with the hope that that stops Putin from moving outside of Eastern Ukraine and attempting to conquer the rest of the country.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're going to know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just about every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 at the hour now on the DJV program. Yes, we are here at your service. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Jennifer is out today. I want to see if we can figure out how to pronounce the grandmaster of the Indian chess. This is a young 16-year-old fellow, youngest person ever to become a world champion. His name is spelled R-A-M. E-S-H-B-A-B-U. That's his first name. What is that? Ramesh Bubba? Ramesh Babu? Last name spelled P-R-A-G-G-N-A-N-D-H-A-A. Pragnanadaha? Who's responsible for coming up with these names in India? Ramesh Bubu? Is that, what do we think? Ramesh Babu? Ramesh, yeah, I think it's Ramesh Babu. Pragnahanda.
What did this person do? Became butchering his name for?
The youngest person ever to become the world chess champion.
Ah,
16
okay.
years old.
Congratulations.
Ramesh Babu. I think I'm pretty confident about that first name. Ramesh Babu. Last name, Pragnahandaba. Something close to that. Anyway, congratulations. Good for you. The next item of interest is what's going on with all these luxury brands, ladies. LVMH, which is, what, who's that?
Louis Vuitton, Moët Hennessy.
Okay, I don't know. Louis Vuitton, I know. Moët Hennessy.
Moët is the champagne.
Oh, the champagne. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I drink that
Hennessy
all the time.
Also, yeah, sure you do. And you probably drink Hennessy, too.
Yeah, right, that's it.
So this is, yeah, LVMH owns pretty much every major luxury brand in Europe, and so they have been very hesitant as a company. So this will tie it in for you, you'll remember now. So the president of LVMH, the guy who's the head of all of it, is Selma Hayek's husband.
Oh, okay, yep, got it.
Okay, see, I know how your brain puts things together.
Very nice done, Victoria.
You know, that'll keep him interested. So,
you're presenting an image of me that I am shallow and transparent, which is really not
fair. You mean accurate? Okay. So the story is that LVMH has been very reluctant to get into the American market of fashion brands because Americans and Europeans just treat fashion very differently. And so, toss away H&M fashion is not really how, you know, Europeans do fashion, and that's how Americans do it. But LVMH bought Tiffany, the jeweler, and that actually has gone really well. That was their first foray into an American company. Now they're in negotiations to possibly take over Ralph Lauren. Now, Ralph Lauren himself, a.k.a. Ralph Lifshitz, started the brand in 1967. Lifshitz, it's a good name.
Yeah,
so he started the brand in 1967. He's got to be in his 70s now, right?
Yeah.
Ralph Lauren? It's got to be.
At least.
He's nearing retirement.
So
he's nearing retirement, and obviously this is his legacy. He wants to make sure that the brand, he's still very hands-on with the brand. He wants to make sure that it goes, you know, it's in good hands for the future of the brand. And so LVMH would probably be the best place to put it. And so they're starting negotiations now.
Why would people care about this?
Because it could change. Well, anytime a brand gets bought, right? I mean, you always worry about what happens. And typically, when brands are bought out by larger companies, the fabrics get cheaper. The styles don't look as good. You can always tell when it's no longer run. I mean, this is a female thing. All women know this with fashion.
Yeah. I said the same shirts I wore 35 years ago.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean anything to me.
Yeah, tractor chic is not something that, most women are,
appealing to most women?
So hopefully with the Ralph Lauren brand being as big as it is, hopefully if LVMH takes it over, we won't see, you know, a huge reduction in quality or any reduction. So I think that's why Ralph Lauren's entertaining this, because so many people have offered to buy his company out, and he just has refused.
Didn't want to do it. Yeah.
No.
Okay, so we were talking about what happens when you wear a headset a lot, or musicians who are going deaf. To counter that, as I nosed around a little bit here, I see that there's research being done now on the first artificial organic neuron transplant, i.e. a synthetic nerve cell, which is capable of integrating with nerves, whether they're in your hands, whether they're in your feet, whether they're in your ears. I don't know how they're going to put these things in. But imagine, because you can't really see the nerves in your body. You can't. There isn't an operation. Somebody can do some work on nerve damage, but it's not like you can see. You can see blood vessels and you can see organs and stuff, but it's very hard to see a nerve. So this is another. You know, we talk about some of the simplicities of life and how people wrap themselves around, you know, the Ukrainian crisis and why should we care about that. And, you know, it's something you can understand. You don't understand, most of us, don't understand how our bodies work, how the eccentricity, if that's what it is, the amazing reality of what a machine your body is and how, you know, everything's connected and how it works. It just is, we take it for granted until we get sick. I think that's what happens.
That's true, yeah.
You know, we really do. Like, we don't think about how the heart works, the lungs work, all the organs work. It's perfection. It is the best example that I come up with that there is a God or some infinite intelligence because of the way things work just on this planet. Imagine with all of the other, the jillions and jillions of planets out there. You heard me talking a couple, 3 weeks ago when I was reading National Geographic about the Milky Way, which is our galaxy, and the stars that are in here, and how this is fabulous. That was the whole magazine. I was pretty much the whole plane ride. I read this to understand. I mean, I've always been interested in this, and every time there's a launch at NASA with some new telescope, you look at the pictures that it takes, and you think, wow. But you don't really put it into perspective. And this large, the cluster that I'm looking at, which is a piece of the Milky Way, and sometimes this gets too complicated, but it just underscores what I'm talking about with regard to how complicated the universe is. Our universe is our body and the family and the work and what we're around. And so the universe expands sometimes to, you know, our country or the planet. But then when you think that there are 400 billion stars in our galaxy, in the Milky Way, how does that register? And they're all spinning in a way that is in order, so they don't crash into each other. You know, once in a while there's an asteroid or something, or a planet blows up however many billion years ago. That stuff that's floating into our galaxy or our solar system is material from planets that are blown up billions of years ago. And it's just hard for us to understand how this works. We are one of trillions of galaxies in the universe. Think about this. 400 billion stars in our galaxy. It's one of the smallest galaxies. And when you look at the universe, there are trillions of these galaxies in the universe. And we think we're the only ones? Come on. That's what, more than anything else, when you look at these powerful telescopes.
Yeah, I think for the most part, people are either too focused on themselves, or some people are just too kind of overwhelmed by the idea that there could be life on other planets. I think it's sort of like a scary thing when you look at the way, quote unquote, extraterrestrials have been portrayed in TV and movies. You know, people, like your whole generation, I feel like the boomers have grown up being scared about aliens. You know what I mean?
Like purple people eater.
Yeah.
So, but think about it this way. Let's think about it a different way. If you want to be scared, think about the Earth, which has nothing holding it. It's just there. It's spinning around our sun, and there's really nothing between the sun. We're the third rock from the sun, but there's only two little planets between us and the sun. But we're just there in suspended animation. And then you look at all the other stars that are basically in the same, not just in our solar system, but in the galaxy and all the galaxies. They all are in perfect order. They go around, and they, you know, when they've run out of life, they blow up, and then that is discarded into the universe, and it comes wherever it comes, it goes wherever it goes. But the astronomy, this article was in the National Geographic, focusing on the smaller galaxies and smaller planets and that sort of thing. There's a picture. I wish I could, maybe I'll try to take a snapshot of it. I don't know if it'll be clear or not, and then maybe we'll post it, Jay, of our solar system, where it sits in our galaxy. This is a picture that was taken from the Hubble telescope about 10 years ago. And in the picture, the article points to where we are among all of the galaxies, where we are with all the solar systems, and then the galaxy itself. And then it points out a new galactic plane that has found something that looks just like the Earth in orbit around a sun that looks just like our sun that is in another galaxy. It's in another galaxy. How the heck do you even find? How do you? It is so mind-boggling. It really is. I'm looking at some of these other pictures that have come. I'm asking you, if you're listening, to use your imagination. You know, you hear the astrologers talk about the impact of the stars, and there's Virgo, and there's, Scorpio, and there's Leo, and all of the other signs. Well, they get their importance from connecting to some star that somebody has found at some point in time that may or may not be influential. But if you some of the pictures, you can go online to NASA and see some of the pictures that have come back from Hubble, or the new thing, the Webb telescope that went up, what, about 3 months ago? How long ago did that go up? About 3 months ago. The pictures it's sending back. And the way that scientists have identified, they can look at one of these dots and tell you what the name of the planet is and where it is. In some other, yeah, do you have a headache yet? And this, you know, and the thing that's different, I wake up every morning, look out my bathroom window, and there's a big, I don't know what it is, I think it's Jupiter. It's in the same place when you can, you know, there's no clouds. You look out there, but you can't see it. Every season, the sky changes. So the summer sky is different than the winter sky and the spring and the fall sky because our planet moves. That's why we have the seasons, because it moves closer. The axis isn't straight. And so we move, and it balances as it moves around the sun, so that part of the year the northern hemisphere is closer to the sun, and part of the year the southern hemisphere is closer to the sun, and that's why we have the seasons that are different. It's just, I don't know, I just find it. Do you think I'm crazy that I find this stuff?
And no, it just, I think it's interesting.
It is, and it sort of, again, puts yourself, you know, don't get so worked up about stuff, because it doesn't really, well, in the long run, it doesn't make any difference at all. 47 past the hour here on the DJV program.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents, as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
After the hour, your dog is barking, your cat is meowing, and your pig is going oink, oink, oink. I was with a female pig.
Not touching it. You're not getting me on that one.
I was in a barn the other day with a female pig, and I've always been taught, I'd never have liked pigs, except I want to have a pet pig if I can find one that is, you know, that you can either train or has been trained. But female pigs are pretty nasty if they've had a litter. And so anyway, this pig was very nice to me. But I was thinking about it as pets. You know, there are some people who have pet snakes, right? What's the weirdest pet Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show has ever talked about to anybody or ever seen or ever trained? Because you've trained some weird stuff.
Years ago, I had to do a commercial for a band called Timbuk 3.
And what I remember them.
I had to work with I'm forgetting the name of it. The bug with like 1,000 legs. A millipede, centipede, whatever it was. And I had to get him to kind of walk around the record. It was a whole thing. So that was about the strangest animal I had to work with ever. I did get him to do what I wanted to. So I trained him centipede, man. Absolutely.
Okay. All right, this week we have several things to celebrate with regard to our pet. First of all, National Love Your Pet Day, taking part of our focus this week, and thinking about our first pets. You remember how old you were when you had your first dog? All of us.
Yeah,
Jay,
I was.
Victoria, Warren.
Mm-hmm. I was 9 years old. My parents had just moved from a veterans project in Rockaway Beach, New York, to Long Island, to Oceanside. And the first thing my father did, he had a dog at his shops, but the first thing he did was, we got to get a dog. obviously, I was a Rin Tin Tin fan and had to be a German Shepherd. So, back then, who knew? Mm-hmm. My father and I went to Macy's. Macy's had a pet department on Long Island in Roosevelt Field, at a shopping mall. And we bought this German Shepherd, Smokey. Greatest dog. Not the best looking German Shepherd, but the greatest dog in the world. And that was my first dog. And that's really what turned me on. And it scared my parents because I was spending a whole lot more time with the dog than I was with people. But Smokey was my first German Shepherd. And, you know, to this day, I have her.
Yeah.
I have her collar. To this day, her collar is in my night table drawer.
Yeah. I have so Charlotte's collar. I kept that. As a matter of fact, it's hanging on the bedpost. The first love your pet day, I suppose you go back 12,000 years for dogs and cats to be buried with their human counterparts in the grave. Did you know that the early settlers, well, I mean, you go back to the Middle East, I guess, probably the history of...
The ancient Egyptians did that with cats. Yeah.
Well, they not only did they bury their cats, they actually mummified mice so the cats would have something to eat in their transference from one place to another. And
really?
People and the servants that took care of their cats in mourning, all the servants of whoever died would shave their eyebrows in mourning for the cat when the cat was lost.
Wow. Well, listen, there's a lot of stuff going on now when you look at Love Your Pet Day and the dog. I'm looking at... European royalty keeping toy dog breeds in the 1600s. What would be? Are the breeds still the same now as they were back then? Is a bulldog? When did bulldogs come into being? Or schnauzers? Or you know,
I think
some
it was
dreams.
July 5th, 1850. I have no idea. The thing is, though, what really is getting to me is that there are so many of those older breeds, you know, the older dachshund breeds and breeds like that. And now they're developing all these new breeds, and I don't understand why. You don't fall in love with the outside of a dog. You fall in love with the inside. But who cares with the dog? I've had three-legged, one-eared, one-cheeked dogs. Who cares? So I don't understand this concept of all these new breeds coming out.
Well, they're aimed at the dog shows, aren't they? You know, who's got
really.
The newest breed?
It's kind of, if you were to live in Southern California, if you were to live in Santa Monica where I live, you are really strange. If you don't have a, if you don't have a French bulldog, you're really strange. In other words, it's a popularity. I never got that, man. Just get a dog, fall in love, get a cat, fall in love. But you're absolutely right. There are certain breeds like the Pembroke Corgi, not the Cardigan Corgi, not the Pembroke Corgi. The Cardigan, that's the one owned by the Queen of England. For years and years and years, they've had these little corgis, so.
Yeah. All right. World Spay and Neuter Day and Week, raising awareness that failing to spay and neuter your dog or your cat is responsible for unwanted animals. I say it's irresponsible to not neuter your dog. What do you say?
Let me just put it this way, okay? Most men that won't neuter their dog have psychological problems because after training 40,000, I've yet to look at a dog, a male dog, between his legs and say, oh, man, I'm in trouble. I have no testicles left. It just doesn't happen that way. Spay and neuter. Just do it. It's the right thing to do.
Reduces some of the most common types of cat and dog cancers, too. By doing that. All right, Warren, great advice as usual. You can find more where this comes from at thepetshow.com and listen to Warren every weekend all around the country and a lot of the same stations that carry this program. 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.